Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
Were you careful not to overreact to the news yesterday that Jerry Reinsdorf and now minority owner Justin Ishbia have, quote, reached a long-term investment agreement that establishes a framework for Ishbia to obtain future controlling interest in the White Sox, end quote. According to a team release, there won't be an immediate transfer for the 89-year-old Reinsdorf. He wants to try to continue running the team through 2029 or 2034.
Yeah, I didn't get bogged down in all of that stuff. I just thought it would be better to appreciate just sort of what was written in terms of the you know, the amount of money presumably that will be coming into the organization and the amount of investment that would be coming into the organization. And you know, eventually actual leadership coming into the organization. But I shed a tear. I won't lie about it. It moved me. I became emotional learning that. It's been a very long time that this has gone on. And yeah, I think it's, there is nothing wrong with just kind of taking a minute and, you know, thinking about possibility. Jerry even said in the release that they want to get the franchise back to the point where everyone wants it. And I think everyone does want it in a significantly better place. And this is a move in that direction. So I think it was, you know, nothing earth-shattering or really surprising. We'd heard rumors of this before, but I think it's a wise move on his part to secure the future of the organization as he enters into his final time as the leader of that organization. So it's, I think it will sit well with people.
And I get why White Sox fans have not been the biggest fan of Jerry Reinsdorf. I totally understand. But what you just said there, Mully, is kind of where I was going with it. I think it ensures the White Sox future here in town. A little investigation over on this side of the glass. Maybe this connects another dot. The 2029 part of this, that's when the deal is up with the state of Illinois and the Chicago Sports Authority and that whole thing with the
lease runs out in 2030.
Yeah, so that's kind of interesting,
yeah,
right? Is that another reason why that number exists the way it does? And I know we maybe scoff, if I'm using the word correctly. We'll find out in a second. Stand by, stay tuned. Maybe this Dibs thing with the fire in the 78 also prompted this news, because now this news completely trumps and stomps that news.
I love the suggestion of the pettiness that it represents, but I doubt it. I doubt it. Don't you think if Sparky never would have gone to the vacant field, put down a lawn chair and claimed Dibs, that Jerry Reinsdorf still would have made this announcement this week?
I honestly wonder.
I would love to know that, because it sounds like it would be incredibly petty to do that. But who knows? We did say when it happened, this demands a response. I wonder how the White Sox will respond to this.
I'd like a parachuting new White Sox park landing on and squashing the folding chair of the Fire's mascot. I don't want to squash the Fire mascot, but just because if they said there is room for both.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's going to be more than 22,000 seats.
Right.
The new White
Sox
park.
Well, what you would do is you'd have Sparky there, and you'd have a bunch of reporters gathered around Sparky. Then all of a sudden, a White Sox crane comes in the background, and everybody goes scurrying to the back, because that's where the action is now.
And Kevin Warren is doing the motions with the crane, because he's such a big fan of the Tonka trains and the Tonka trucks. And yeah.
All right. So this is not an immediate transfer of power. Obviously, that was made clear. But it is an immediate presence of hope. And that has been a short supply with the White Sox, everything.
Yes.
White Sox, the so-so White Sox. They've been so-so bad for too long. And now you have some hope that a new ballpark is possible, a higher payroll is possible, all those things. And I just will continue to point to the release. And they spend time and care with these releases. They craft the language intentionally to make points. Justin Ishbia is still, at this point in time, before 2029, before 2034, he's going to be able to make capital infusions, support the ongoing team operations, and pay down the debt. That, to me, screams ballpark project involvement and maybe payroll improvement when you're ready. And it's going to be higher than $68 million, which is right now third lowest in the Major League Baseball. That's not going to be like that forever. And I think the end of those days, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel finally. And I understand the emotional response, because yesterday was a huge day for the White Sox organization.
That's a loaded question.
That's the voice of David Sampson, 825 with Mully and Haw. How about the White Sox winning their series against the Tigers? Is that a win? I think so. It's 2-2, but that's a win. How embarrassed should A.J. Hinch feel after saving Tarek Skubal for the Cubs today and suffering the indignity of being beaten by the AL's worst team thanks to a walk-off single by recently promoted Tim Elko?
Hashtag Big Timber. This is a great question, because it's worded properly. The White Sox won that series 2-2.
That's exactly right.
They won the series 2-2.
They trounced them 2-2.
This was the Detroit Tigers. This wasn't the Washington Nationals. This wasn't a team that came in. This was the best team in the American League, and the White Sox played them tight. And I do wonder, they're still competitive. I do wonder if the news at the beginning of the series, well, we're going to save the ace until the Cubs, because we're going to take serious the other Chicago team, but not this one. Those guys have pride too, and I think you saw a little bit of that. Good for Will Venable's crew. They had a good series. They played competitively, and I think they did respond to the fact that they were being disrespected, and they were disrespected. I love the Tim Elko story, because not just because it's a cool nickname. I like it. I keep pushing. But I think the fact that his arc of coming up here quickly this season, or not quickly enough, then going back down, then coming back up, and producing immediately, it's great. The young enthusiasm is what the White Sox are going to be riding for a while, until the talent catches up with all of that exuberance. So that yesterday was a good day on the field as well for the Sox.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber.
Come on, this is exciting, right? You got Teal coming up. You got Timber. That was good. That was a good win. I mean, A.J. Hinch should feel embarrassed, and this is probably why White Sox fans should be happy that A.J. Hinch never got over to 35th and Shields, the manager of their team. But the Tariq Skubal thing, I think, was all about business, twofold parts of business. They did this for their fans, and I think if you're a fan of the Tigers, you should really appreciate this. There are going to be over 40,000 people at that stadium over the next 3 days, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday day. That place is going to be packed. There'll be a lot of Cub fans. You're going to notice the Cub fans up there as well. But a couple things. You give your ace another day off. You give your fans your ace. And who knows if Skubal didn't say to them, hey, by the way, I'll leave it up to you, but I wouldn't mind a shot at those Cubs.
Is he manager now?
I just said, it's up to you. But, I mean, I think guys like that have that in their bag that they could say, hey, how about a day off, and I'll pitch at home in front of the fans, and I'd like an opportunity to go up against the first-place Cubs.
Well, I also think, Dustin, that the White Sox had a terrible series in Baltimore. Like, they were awful. They scored 5 runs. They had scored 14 runs against a really good team in New York against the Mets, and the Mets have a great ERA, and somehow the White Sox managed to get runs and win a game in that series. But they were so bad against Baltimore that I think they felt they didn't need Skubal to be able to beat the White Sox. And I think this blew up on them, because if the Cubs take care of business tonight, because they're a significantly better hitting team than the White Sox, then you end up losing 2 games. A.J. Hinch is doing an unbelievable job. The Tigers they have the best record in all of baseball. They have more wins than any team in baseball. But maybe, just maybe, they've decided to give a couple of them away. And I think it's hilarious and really good that the Sox won that game yesterday. They were up 2-0. They gave the lead back. I'm sure there were people that felt that their day was being ruined. And then, lo and behold, they come back and they break the tie, and they get a walk-off from Big Timber. You got to feel great about that. And I think there is a level of indignity. Skubal better be at his best tonight, and he better win that game, or his manager will look foolish. Sorry, maybe that's an overreaction, but
how's
hello?
He going to feel in the third inning when they've hung 5 on him already, and PCA is already doing his thing on the bases?
PCA All-Star.
That's a good question.
There he is, Ron Coomer. He's 9:25 this morning. Programming note. Usually Ron is a 8 o'clock staple. Today, 9:25, the Coom Dog with Mully and Haw. The Cubs are in Detroit, sleeping hopefully at the moment, for a potential World Series. Yes, we said it. World Series preview against the Tigers, who boast the best record in baseball. Their Cy Young Award winner, Tariq Skubal. We just talked about him. Who wins the series? How many Ks does Skubal get tonight? Steve Stone kind of hinted that he might be the difference between the two teams. Have you thought much about that since Steve said it?
Thought about little else since Steve said it, believe it or not. I really have thought quite a bit about that. I thought it was a really interesting response, and I thought that that the gauntlet was thrown at the feet of Jed Hoyer, and I'm not sure he's going to be able to pick it up with his teeth, because I'm not sure if Tom's teeth are behind what would be a move to get as good a pitcher as Skubal is. And I'm not sure that there is a better pitcher than Skubal at this point. But it is a reminder, if anyone's paying attention, that you need more. That as good as things have gone, you need more. You always need more. And the idea that Skubal could start, what would he start, 3 games in a 7-game set? And the last one, who knows? how well he'd be or
that's
how good
optimistic.
He'd be. But I'm just saying, it's like I'm talking about if everybody gets to where they
I
pray
know.
To God they can be.
Cubs in five.
I think it's fascinating. I think he had Tigers in three.
I think he
yesterday,
did.
Dustin.
I've thought about nothing else.
But I'll go with 7 Ks for Scooble tonight. And I think that I think the Cubs can get him out of the game and win late.
I think what was probably more shocking about that whole conversation that I actually said Tigers in, I think, five based on the current setup of the situation.
Wasn't,
you know, as of today. No, that was you trying to trick me, seeing if I was paying attention or not. So the Tigers are -198 tonight. That is a big favorite for two first-place teams. The Cubs are +166. They've got the total on this game at 7. And as far as the Scooble strikeouts, unfortunately, I love this number. We were all wrong. You want to take a guess real quick? So, first of all, we talked about this yesterday. Yes. We were all wrong. The over-under is what? Take a guess.
5.
More than that, take a guess.
6.
7.5.
Oh, okay.
7.5.
We said 8.
I said 8.
Yeah.
Yes, you were wrong.
Dude,
the number, I mean, you said the number was going to be 8. The number is 7.5.
You made it sound like I was way off.
With all due respect, I figured 8 was on the low end. I thought it would be, I think I said 9. I think you said 8.5 and David said 8. I'm surprised it's 7.5. So something's up. Okay, they're begging you to bet Scooble over. They're mm-hmm. begging you to do it. Why are they begging you to do that? That I don't understand. This is something I think to keep an eye on. It would be a great World Series. This was supposed to be the World Series of my youth, right? This was supposed to be when the Cubs went out to San Diego.
Jump.
Right? You know, might as well.
Go ahead and jump.
Uh-huh. Rick Sutcliffe's hitting home runs as a pitcher.
Boy.
Right? They're wheeling in the carts into classrooms, you know, the ATV, AV guys.
That's what they need this year, right? Dustin. That's what they need.
They need Sutcliffe.
They need to make a Sutcliffe move.
Yeah.
You ever see a better in-season move for a team?
No.
That changed their...
Certainly not in Cub history. So who's winning the series, Dustin?
I predicted on the Fly the W podcast that the Cubs would not get swept.
You picked Tigers 2 out of 3?
I did.
Oh, you have little faith. They're coming in hot. I think the Tigers will lose 2 out of 3 to the Cubs. I think the Cubs will win this series in Detroit. And their bats, I just can't get past the sound effects. I don't know if I want to predict how many strikeouts Tarik Skubal will have, because I could be wildly wrong and off by one. So
you could be off by a half.
Both things could be true. So I will think he will strike out 7. I'll take the under. Thank you. And I believe the Cubs, though, are going to get to the bullpen and then win a tight game. It could be something like 5-3. They don't win those kind of games much, but it'll be like 5-3-ish.
Now you're flip-flopping. Yesterday you said he'd strike out 8.
But I didn't know this information you said that you shared with me. I'm saying that.
Yesterday you said he'd strike out 8. Now you're saying you'd go under 7.5.
I'm going 7.
So
I said 7. I'm changing by 1 because the Cubs look better to me. They showed me in Washington they're ready for Tarik Skubal, and I think that the fact that the Tigers delayed him a day.
I just want Skubal. I want this game to go to the Cubs. I don't care about the rest
too.
Of the series.
I do too. I want that.
For that reason.
Yeah,
just for the
just because
arrogance of it.
You know, it's a little arrogant by A.J. Hinch.
A little
bit. It's like
bit.
Assuming you have a job before you have it.
That's exactly right. No, you haven't been hired yet. Yes, that is your name on the photo.
Sorry.
But we prefer the man with liver spots.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I lost the tail end of your question.
That is the voice of Dan Weider talking Bears with you at 7:25. As promised, Bears coach Ben Johnson evaluated tape and declared players who have caught his eye this week.
I'd say defensively, the two guys I would tell you are Dom Robinson. He, even without the pads on, he's done a great job of consistently speed rush up the field or countering back to the inside. And then I thought the player we probably saw the most improvement from when he stepped in to now was Ruben Hippolyte. On offense, I'd probably single out Joel Wilson. You saw him today with a big catch. He's kind of had one or two of those almost every OTA. And then in the running back room, Kyle Manungai.
All right, what do you think of that comment about who caught the coach's eye at Hallis Hall?
Well, I'm not going to lie. Joel Wilson, when I heard that name, I Googled him because I did not know exactly who that was. And then I went to Clay Harbor and I thought, who's this guy? And I knew if anybody would know about obscure tight ends trying to make a roster, it would be Clay Harbor. And he did. And he said he looked good, looked very athletic. But I think what Ben Johnson did there is pretty smart. Actually, I think what he did there, he said he was going to come up with a list of names, and then he followed through with an interesting, intriguing list of names. And you know what those names included? Nobody who's accomplished a thing. So you look at what he did in throwing those names out there, motivates those guys, it rewards them for their efforts. And the tryhard guys, we've heard Dominique Robinson before.
From Clay Harbor.
Yeah. Yes. So I think it also tells the veterans, you want to get my attention, that these are effort guys. These are guys who are trying to make a point and make an impression. So that is how I operate. It wasn't, you know, the names of guys who are established. I liked all of what I heard. And I liked it especially because two of those guys on the list, Maction.
Now, this might be good inside the walls at Hallis Hall, but this does not play well with this Bears fan. Like if these are the guys that are catching your eye at training camp, then what he also said, which we might get to later, which is we aren't ready for prime time yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's why you're not ready for prime time, because these four guys are on the tip of your tongue.
I think David's right. I think this is excellent for those reasons, because of the obscurity of the players, and you're telling. You know, remember, this was the last chance for him to see the veteran players. They're not coming back. I thought that he mentioned that he told them, you'll be back in June for training camp, because next week they keep going with OTAs, but that's mainly for younger players, and for special team stuff. So he basically told the vets that that you'll be back in June and we do not get in shape. You are back in top shape. We don't use training camp to get in shape. So he let everybody know that you're off until June, but you should basically be working out until June. I think that Dominic Robinson, we've heard before. We've heard from Clay Harbor mention him specifically, and I like that the coach underscored it. Ruben Hippolyte, we've heard of as the most overdrafted player in the draft, right? Didn't some draft experts say that it was the worst pick of
yes,
the draft?
Yes, he did. Yep.
Because they took him in the fourth round, and he's a guy that they could have gotten a round or two later. They like his speed, but he's an undersized guy, so that was an interesting one. Manungai, we all know they need a impact from a running back. They got him in the seventh round, but they felt he could have gone earlier. And then Joel Wilson, I too had to look up. He went to Central Michigan. He was an undrafted free agent last year, not this year, in 2023. Right? He has been on. He's never played in the NFL. But he's been in camp or on a practice squad or a tryout basis. The Bears are his fifth team in the NFL that he's trying out for. He caught a big pass from the backup quarterback, not the backup you're thinking about, not the guy from the agency.
Case Keenum.
Case Keenum threw a pass to him that he caught, very athletic play, and he caught the coach's eye, and that's good. I like that he did it that way, and I like that the best moment of the whole damn thing was when you heard the Roma Dunze last year's high draft pick. You heard him say, "I'm coming next week," because he wants to get better and he wants to be a good player. Great stuff from him.
What kind of question is that?
Now that Aaron Rodgers will indeed play in 2025 with those Steelers in Pittsburgh, which streak is likely to end for Coach Mike Tomlin? His 18-year run without a losing season in Western PA, or his six-game losing streak in the playoffs dating back to 2016? Does the noon game on the 23rd at Soldier Field take on added value?
Oh, I think every game takes on added value. I think they open the year at the Jets, right? If they had known, if the league knew this was happening, it would not be the noon start. But they are opening up against Aaron Rodgers' old team. So I think that that's going to be a ton of fun. Aaron Rodgers has not had a very successful run of late. I think he's like 22 of 36 games, that he's just been a very middle of the road player. Obviously missed a lot of time. Things went wrong with the Jets. He's got something to prove. Mike Tomlin is just one of those great coaches. That's an extraordinary 18-year run without a losing season. He has been a one and done guy in the playoffs. So I will have to see this team play in order to make this kind of a prediction, but I am more inclined to think there might be one more gasp left for Aaron Rodgers than to think that this is going to be a completely awful pear-shaped event.
No, man, that guy needs to stay in California and go,
thank
go
you.
Somewhere and,
thank
and
you.
Chew on bark. And
I was hoping that they were going to take that advice, Aaron Rodgers' camp, stay in California and chew on bark. I'm also thrilled that there's so much other good local content today. We have to answer this question. It's important, but gosh, I can't stand him. And I'm shocked that the Steelers are doing this. It's so un-Steelers-like, mm-hmm. And I think as a result, to answer the question specifically, the Steelers will not finish above 500 for the first time in the Mike. That is a really rough and tumble division. It's probably the best division in football. And the Bears are going, that is going to be one of the Bears' wins this year, will be against the Steelers. By then, it might not even be Aaron Rodgers anymore. That's going to be late in the season, and they might have pivoted at that point. See, he's going to go in there and upset the apple cart.
I think you're responding to Aaron Rodgers, the person, and I get it. Aaron Rodgers, the player, makes the Steelers more of a playoff contender. And I think Aaron Rodgers, the player, at this stage of his career, with the stability that Mike Tomlin provides, is going to be a difference maker with the Steelers. This is not good news for the rest of the AFC North. I believe Aaron Rodgers still has something left in the tank. If you compare him to Tom Brady at the stage of his career and his life, there's still some good football left in Tom Brady. Life after 40 exists in the NFL if you are a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback the way that these guys are. With Mike Tomlin, you look at where the Steelers are. Every year you start with your floor is about 8 victories. And then, you know, he can win 8 games with Mason Rudolph or some of the nondescript quarterbacks that he has worked with before Mitch Trubisky. And I think that you understand what he has now. And what he has now is a guy able to elevate the players around him. Aaron Rodgers to DK Metcalf could become a thing. I think it was a smart decision by Aaron Rodgers. Really don't care about the calendar because does he really need OTAs? Are you going to disqualify him because he's not going to show up until mandatory minicamp? I don't know, but I do know this. If you're looking at a trade and the Jets and the Steelers and they're swapping quarterbacks and Justin Fields is in New York and Aaron Rodgers is in Pittsburgh, I think the Steelers got the better end of that one.
This will be a pick six. There's your ball game.
How big was the Tyrese Halliburton game-winning shot with just 0.3 seconds left in Game 1 of the NBA Finals? Could that shift the series? Will it change your prediction?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Because OKC led by 15 in the fourth quarter.
Man.
15 in 49 states. That's a big lead. But this was Indiana. And the Pacers come storming back. And Tyrese Halliburton did what no other player has done since Michael Jordan in 1997, a game winner in the NBA Finals in the final second of the game. I have rethought my prediction. If you can go into Oklahoma City and steal a game like they just stole that game, that's going to leave a mark. So I'm teetering right now. I said Oklahoma City in 6, I believe. I don't know. Go Pacers, go. Yes, sirs.
The first thing I thought of was he could have been a Bull. Instead, we got Patrick Williams. Ooh. And then I thought about the fact that I believe I said gentleman sweep, and it will be a gentleman sweep. Here's the other thing. It now, I believe, should have everybody's attention. Don't like the fact that they moved it Sunday. So Saturday we get no championship games. I mean, they had it set up where every other night we would get a championship game, either on the court or on the ice.
Watch the sky.
And now Saturday, I'm going to listen to this guy right here on the score. Chuck Swirsky on the play-by-play Saturday night, by the way.
Is that right?
That's right.
Wow.
Chuck
and Layla?
That I don't want to confirm or deny that, but I know Chuck is calling the game.
I'm getting out the dancing shoes.
Wow, that's big time. Is Caitlin Clark gotten better? No, okay,
she's still out.
Ah, too bad. Yeah, I thought it was huge. I mean, I gotta tell you, I kind of put that one to bed. The Cubs game had ended before that game even really began, and you're kind of like the Sox played earlier, and it's a Thursday night, and I thought, I will watch the rest of this. I watched, you know, definitely watched the first half, and then I thought, well, I'll just pick up on this one, and holy cow. I mean, I could not believe it when I woke up and saw that. It felt like that game was put to bed in the fourth quarter, up 15, and OKC is not that. This playoffs, this has happened during the playoffs, and you know, it made me think to myself that what they did to Boston wasn't a fluke,
right?
That was pretty extraordinary, mm-hmm. and you know, we've talked a lot about coaching, and I think they've got an advantage with the coach, but they got that shot from a great player who hits clutch shots. All due respect to Jalen Brunson, that's about as clutch a shot as you're going to put down. And I think this thing's going to be a series. I still think OKC will win. I don't think that it means they don't win, but let's wait and see what happens over the weekend before we make a call on that one.
To your point about coaching, Pacers get the ball, 9 seconds left, they're down one. They don't call timeout.
I know.
They let them go so they don't get a chance to set up their defense and get their matchups. And Haliburton rewarded that faith with the shot that I think changed the series. Good stuff.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.